And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Breakfast Club. I'm Freest. With me is Afro Legacy, and we were just having such a good conversation on stream. I thought we would start the episode earlier than we normally do. So how's it going?
What's up? It's gone past 12 a.m. I'm exhausted.
Oh, boy. That's the kind of energy that we love to see. And it's not at all my fault for waking up at like 5 p.m. after we were already supposed to have called.
Yep. That's fine.
No, so for anyone who's not on the like stream watching this, who doesn't have the continuity, by the way, you can catch these live every Wednesday on twitch.tv/freest, freeeeeeced, or as Millennium Boomer puts it,
it is free.
Oh, it's going to be way too quiet. That joke would be way funnier.
I also didn't get to hear it. I know exactly what you're on about, but just nothing.
Yeah. No, it's that, I'm just using it as my Twitch notification now. It's when Millennium Boomer was doing a reaction. I think it was to one of my recent songs, and he just goes, and just check out like literally any of my recent tweets to see this, or just check out his recent reactions on his channel. But he opens it up. He's like, we got another reaction today. It is free. And then he holds it for like 20 seconds. And he says, yeah, the name.
I was like,
that's
brilliant.
That's great. Cause that's how my name on Twitch is spelled out. Six E's in the middle.
How did you manage that? Was Freest somehow taken?
Freest was taken. And I still don't know whether like me in the past took it or if some other random person did. I know that the hashtag free said is like something that is around a little bit on social media because apparently there's like somebody named like said or Cedric who was like unjustly imprisoned, I guess.
Oh.
So yeah, I mean, like, I guess like respect to the people trying to, you know, bring attention to that situation. So it makes me feel a little bit bad whenever I like hashtag something Freest. So I'm like, am I burying this more? But you know, what can you do? Maybe it, should
self promotion. You got to get yourself out there.
You got to promote my YouTube channel. So what we were talking about a second ago is we were talking because this is something I had kind of wanted to bring up a little bit later anyway.
Perfect.
The Overwatch 2 cipher that came out like what, early last year maybe?
Last year, yeah.
Because it was recorded
we
like
still don't have the game.
Months before that. Yeah, so still don't have the game. It was recorded like a few months before that. So it was recorded in like 2019, I think, most of it.
Yeah.
Came out in 2020 on two channels that came out on whose was it? Was it Sky Limits' channel?
Sky Limits, yeah.
Sky Limits and Connor Quest. This was like, you could say this was before Connor Quest was Connor Quest, I feel like, because it was, I don't think it was genuinely before he had like changed his name to Connor Quest, but like,
this is before he started gaining lots of traction. Yeah.
Now he's kind of like household name Connor Quest.
Yeah.
At the time he was kind of just like, if you knew him, you knew he was dope. Connor Quest.
Yeah, this was when he was very underrated.
Yeah. But I didn't know him, so that was actually when I met him, was, you know, little, like, 90 sub me, or probably, like, 100 sub me, like, timidly sending him my stems, because I heard he was the guy that was going to mix the cipher.
Yeah.
And then that was, like, also, I'm trying to think, because I hadn't really, I had heard him maybe in like a couple of ciphers here and there. Like I hadn't, you know, I didn't really know. Unlike, you know, Rusted, who I'd been listening to literally since he started making music. And then Schwabity, who I'd been listening to like almost from that time because, you know, he and like Rusted did stuff together. Connor Quest, I didn't really know about before.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of funny, like, I didn't know that, I had no idea, like, who he was or that he would, like, end up being such, like, a close, like, tied in part of the community that I would be, like, such a, you know, that would be such a big part of my
life. You ended up walking into.
Yeah. Were you in any like major communities before Nerdcore? Like online?
Any major communities? I guess, yeah. I was before I started doing music, and I think I was in a Overwatch Xbox like competitive team.
Okay. Yeah, have we still not played Overwatch together yet?
No, we haven't, because that's every ridiculous. Time I ask you, like, you're free around like this time, midnight, 1 a.m. for me, and I'm like, I'm going to bed, I'm tired. We still haven't.
Do you have the Overwatch role in my server?
I don't know.
Let me check. Just do this while recording an episode.
Just let me change this guy's role. I don't have the ability to give other people roles.
Don't you? Okay, here, I'm gonna give you the Overwatch. That way, whenever I play, I tag the Overwatch role in my server.
Oh my gosh.
It's like just whoever I'd normally play with. So there you go.
You know what? while we're doing this, the party text chat, I don't have access to, but I keep getting notifications from it.
That's so crazy. Aren't
I don't have permission to read the history of it. We don't have permission to read the history.
Oh, I guess because that's like the one that I pull people into. I don't know. I will fix later. That I will not fix while trying to record an episode.
While on stream.
But I didn't know that mods couldn't reach that. So there you go. That's I learned something new every day.
Brilliant.
I only started using Discord when all my friends migrated over from Skype. So like I was like, I'm gonna stay in Skype until like my last friend moves over from Skype. And that ended up being Caffeine, my best friend, who was pretty much already completely migrated over to Discord at that time.
And we were just waiting for you.
And was just like, yeah, like was in servers and stuff over there. She was like all set up. And then just like, yeah, it was just like, okay, I have only Freest is still on Skype, so I guess I'll be on Skype for like until he moves. And then so when I got into Discord, I had heard that Discord was like, it was like a really familiar feel for gamers, that like gamers liked Discord. And yeah. At the time, I was like not at all a gamer, especially an online gamer. I had always just had terrible internet my whole life, so even when I had games, like I could never play them online. Like the amount of TF2 versus bots that I have played is in like more than anyone should.
You're not practicing. You're honing your skills.
Yeah, and then come to find out, people don't play like bots.
We'll play TF2 anymore.
Or play TF2, yeah. I'm trying to think why I probably started playing TF2, like because of like Rustage's songs about it. I don't think it was really on my radar before that. I'm surprised I didn't also get into like Payday and like whatever else he used to do songs about.
I think he did one Payday rap, I don't think.
Yeah, but you know, I was there. So you were in an Overwatch team, an Xbox team?
Yeah, I was in console league gaming, which is like obviously the league stuff for consoles and everything. And I was in the team Astrantia, which is no longer active, is no longer a team, it's sort of just like a separate community. But I was it Platinum I was in? Platinum League? Yeah, I was Platinum rank in Overwatch, and I was part of that team as the DPS player. One of them at least.
Okay, and your main?
Main, at the time it was Tracer and Ashe.
Two heroes that I play like once a year.
God, no, why? They're the best!
I think I would love playing Tracer if I had better like map knowledge.
Yeah, because when did I start playing Overwatch? I think the summer it came out, I got it the September of that like same year. So I was playing it for a long time. So when I joined the team and everything, I had pretty good map knowledge of everything.
Yeah, it's kind of the same with Reaper. Like I love Reaper the character, just this edgy goth boy. Like I just love everything about Reaper. He reminds me of like me in high school.
Oh no.
Plus his like mariachi skin is incredible.
Oh, it's the best.
You know what skin I was salty about missing out on was the Baptiste Terracotta Warriors skin from a recent event.
Was that the stone one?
Yeah, yeah. I somehow missed the event, and I missed it, which is so annoying because I have like I've just had like an interesting sort of like connection to like terracotta, like specifically because I've never been that into archaeology, right?
Yeah.
But you know, paleontology is more my thing, but like specifically Terracotta Warriors, I've just always had this like slight connection to them and interest in them. Like when I was a kid, my as a gift I got this like little like toy excavation kit where you had to like dig up a you know, like it was like a little mini archaeological dig, and it had like a model artifact in it, and the artifact was a Terracotta Warrior, so you had to like, you know, carefully like chip out like the dirt around it and everything, and then like, you know, brush it off and whatever. It was adorable, and it was really fun. Like, it was really cool. So then I had like a little mini Terracotta Warrior for a long time, and then the Children's Museum of Indianapolis, where I live. Well, in Indianapolis, I don't live at the museum. I would live at the museum though. They have a full sized Bumblebee Transformer there.
Yeah,
but it's and they also have a great dinosaur exhibit. Anyway, I would live there. But I don't live there, but I do live in Indianapolis. And so I grew up going to this museum, and they tend to get like cool, like the loan of cool artifacts and stuff. And so they got some of the real Terracotta Warriors there, like just like several years back. So I got to like go and see them. I was like, oh, I know that guy, right? And then like a little bit, I'm trying to remember the timeline of this, because it was like 5 or 6 years ago. I got the chance to go to China, and part of that included going to Xi'an, which is where the Terracotta Warriors are like being unearthed. And so then I got to see like the actual excavation site.
You actually got to see all of that.
And like see them like up close. So
that's really cool.
So when the Terracotta Warrior skin for Baptiste came out, I was like, oh my gosh, this is the like most incredible thing ever. I play Baptiste. I'm gonna use the skin in every single match. When does the event end? Yesterday.
Oh.
So now I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm just
trying. Well, I mean, at least for that skin, like you've got anniversary event in the year where you can get it again, yeah, as well as when it comes around next year. I missed out on the first Overwatch League special skin for Tracer that will never be restocked again. And I'm like, on Xbox, I have literally everything for Tracer. I've got everything unlocked, gold guns, everything, except that skin. And it infuriated me that I didn't buy it. I didn't have the tokens to buy it. I had to like buy tokens to get it, but it would have just completed the set, and now it's gone forever.
That's rough. That's rough.
So if anyone's selling an account that has that skin,
I'm trying to get like, I have like all of the, because D.Va was my first main.
Oh, same.
And if I just like the character, then I try and play that hero. And if I can possibly play that hero, then I will. Which is the reason why I was like, had been like a Sonic main in Smash for so long, even though like I never won. I just love Sonic. Recently, I tried playing some other character, like after getting, you know, defeated, like first round in the like Nerdcore Smash tournament. I've been like trying some other heroes. I tried Ike, and like have just been kind of like mopping the floor with Ike. And apparently, having a big sword gives you an advantage when it comes to hitting people with a sword.
You know, I wouldn't have guessed that.
If Sonic had a sword, I think he'd be in business.
You would have decimated. I've never managed to get into Smash.
Tracer is Sonic with a gun. I said what I said.
I hate that. I hate that image.
Gotta go fast, love.
No, but I've never managed to get into Smash. I have it on my Switch, and like I tried to play through like the story mode, and I just can't get it down. And I know I'm gonna need to play it for ages to actually get good at it, but I just can't.
Did you never play like previous iterations of Smash?
Nope.
Really? You never played?
No, I've never played any of the previous iterations of Smash.
Like even like at a friend's house?
I mean, if I did, it was ages ago.
That's crazy.
It would have been, I probably don't remember it if I did.
To me, Smash is like, that's like the game that everyone has played. Like, even if you suck at it, like, it's a game that everybody's played. That and, like, Mario Kart.
Like, I've played Smash Ultimate, like, on the Switch, like, mm-hmm. a couple of times. But even then, it was a while ago, and I was terrible at that then. Yeah. So.
Cola Kong is in the chat offering lessons, so we... I've gotten one very laggy lesson from Cola, and I learned a lot. I'm sure my Wi-Fi had been better, I would have learned more.
Brilliant.
Also to Valentine, who said, you gotta run. Thank you for stopping in. Good to see ya. Yeah, Zaina says, I'm an expert of Pikachu down B. Same. Just Pika, and then Lightning Strike. That's my favorite.
Just down B, that's all you need to win.
That's why my Smash team is called... It's called Down Bad, but the B is in parentheses. So it's like it's Down B. Or no, I think the AD is in parentheses. So it's like Down B and then parentheses AD.
Who's on that team? Breezone, K2?
Just me. It's just me so far. No, they're both better at Smash than me. Except you is better at Smash than me.
Yeah, no, I am awful. Like when I saw the Smash tournament was going on, I was like, I could enter with zero experience and get wiped out in the first round, but at least my name's in the competition.
That's what I did. That's exactly what I did. I my round was not streamed, I think, because they knew. It was gonna be. Well, not every round was streamed.
Only Shadows and Zax.
Right. Well, with Shadow, they were like, okay, Shadow's gonna win, so we gotta stream his rounds. And he did win. Congrats, Shadow, by the way.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I mean, not what you would call an upset, but congratulations nonetheless.
I saw Nurkle Central tweet out like, oh, what do you want the next competition to be? I swear to God, if Minecraft doesn't win, like, I can't play Z-Fighters either, so I can't enter that competition.
See, Z-Fighters seems like fun. I've never played it. I would learn to play it just like to do a tournament. Minecraft, Hall is sweeping that, right? Like,
Hal is known as Minecraft player in Nerdcore. She's like, yeah, she plays a lot of Minecraft. Everyone knows that. Apparently, people don't know. I play it like all the time, so I'm coming for Hala's neck.
Isn't it a team event though? That's what I'm saying. Like, if you and Hala were like teamed, it would just be perfect.
Then yeah, we'd win.
But you know, I can maybe, I don't know. Maybe I can, because we're now in at least. I don't know how many of the same realms we're in. We're at least in one of the same realms. We're both in Hala's.
Yeah, realm. We're in Hala's. Yeah.
So, you know, I can study your ways. I don't now, just because I haven't found any coal yet to make torches with, don't underestimate me.
You know what? Brilliant.
I have a big cave. It's very dark.
Like, when did Hala's realm start? Was it 2 days ago?
Yeah. I've been in there once.
Yeah. I already have full level enchanting table, zombie grinder. Like I've just been going to work on that. So,
zombie grinder is a dating app for people who get up really late.
I thought it was for necrophilia. Okay, never mind.
No. It's for zombies to get to know other zombies. And this is just not the podcast to discuss whether zombies who date other zombies are necrophiliacs.
This is why you haven't invited me to the podcast until now.
Right, you're like, I'm only coming on if we can talk about zombie necrophilia.
No, I don't want this to now be my... I don't want this to represent me now.
I haven't been doing like the clickbait thumbnails recently, but this is definitely getting the clickbait thumbnail.
Oh, I'm going to get cancelled.
Afro Legacy Zombie Grinder. That's going to be the whole thing.
Brilliant.
Do you want to? I don't know if you can see the stream chat or not. I don't know if you have that window up.
I do.
Do you want to answer Cola Kong's very important question?
I just sort of don't. I mean, the answer's no, because that I feel like that would just not be pleasant.
Yeah. Let's just it's not even say rotten the, flesh. I guess the question appears on the screen, so I don't even have to say it. If you're listening to this on Spotify, you'll just never know.
It appears perfectly over your face on the stream.
I love that. That's a screen cap. Okay, I had some like genuine like you know nerdcore adjacent topics
questions
that should probably be addressed. Let's see. Okay, if this is like I don't know, like Stephen Colbert, what's he gonna ask? He's gonna be like, what do you think is the correlation? No, that was like a Sean Evans question I was gonna get into, which is like a higher grade of interviewing than I normally bring to the table. But no, like
I'm capable of answering at 12:30.
That makes me think I should do a Hot Ones episode of the Breakfast Club at some point.
Dude, a Hot Ones would be hilarious.
Like either as like a Twitch, probably like a Twitch follower goal. Like I don't know, like whenever the day is that I reach like 1,000 followers on Twitch, I will do a Hot Ones Breakfast Club. I don't know who I'm gonna get
do
on.
A Hot
for that.
Ones mukbang.
A hot what?
A Hot Ones mukbang.
Hot Ones mukbang. It's you all
got,
the last
time. You got Shadow, Schwabity, Olaf all eating hot wings while you're asking questions on them.
Well, I have to eat the hot wings. I have to go wing for wing. So if they each eat a wing, I have to eat that many wings. That seems fair. I have had the Hot Ones like last dab sauce. I have had it. It's not pleasant, but I didn't die. Trying to eat a whole wing.
I'm still here,
so
something went well.
Would be tough. And they just got a new sauce that I think is hotter.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I think my microphone stand is like dipping down right now, so I keep having to like lean down to like stay close to my microphone. I just noticed over time my neck is just drooping. There we go. That might fix it. Sorry if the audio of this episode is kind of all over the place.
It's gonna be yeah.
Here was my question.
Yes.
You've had some pretty good channel growth this past like year, this past few months, it feels like.
These past few months, I have, yes.
What do you attribute that to? Do you think it's like the like Cypher craze? Because I think also like you've been for a long time just one of like the most consistent uploaders that I know.
Really?
Yeah, as far as just like getting stuff up, promoting it, like I feel like, and it might just be the perception, like, but the thing is, if you've been like missing weeks or anything like that, I don't know about it, because it just seems
good,
like it seems like you're just ever present. I just feel like you've done
a really
good job.
There was
a
time earlier this year where I missed 2 weeks, so
okay.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Recent channel growth, I'd attribute some of it to the Pro Hero Cypher I did, because I hit 3k subs just before dropping that cypher, and then like within the week I hit 4k.
It did really well. What are the current numbers on that cypher?
Current numbers on the cypher, let's take a look. Luckily I've got YouTube analytics up. It's currently on 346,000 views.
That's crazy.
With 11,000 likes.
That's
Jesus
wild.
Christ.
One thing that must be like, see, I'm still waiting for like a video to like blow up, and because I'm planning some ciphers this year. That's like one of the main things that I like that I've kind of had as a goal. But I just like, I never have any like I have so few bad comments to share, and it's like everybody that I know, like all my nerdcore homies, they're always like sharing like, oh, look at this hilariously bad comment I got. I don't really get those. All I get are people just being like, hey, cool song. I think this is neat. And I can't post that and be like, look at this loser. It doesn't work.
Just post a bad song then. You always upload good stuff, so everyone's like,
that's
hey, this is
not
good.
True. My Tsukishima what song had horrible song? Mixing. Not a single comment
yeah, but
about
all
that.
All of my songs have horrible mixing. Because I can't mix and I'm half deaf in one ear.
Yeah. I need to get some of those balanced headphones because my hearing is like significantly less in one of my ears, it feels like. I assume it's because I had like a lot of ear infections as a kid. But I've never had my hearing tested. And now that you say that, I feel like I should because I've been thinking like I should get some of those headphones that like, you know, balance it out, like make it louder in one ear to like counteract.
Oh, flipping Cola's telling me to tell you about Godzilla, but you saw the comment in Schwabbly server, didn't you?
Did I? I don't remember.
I assume you did because I posted it in there. Someone asked me to make a track on the pro hero Godzilla.
Godzilla?
Who appeared for 3 seconds of the first My Hero Academia movie.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I hated that comment so much. I looked at it. I'm just like, what do you want me to talk about? He's a Godzilla ripoff. That's it. He doesn't say anything.
I would totally make a like best genus song. Somebody probably has already, but I would like what I would go for. Because I've only made one My Hero song, and it did, as far as my numbers go, extraordinarily well. I think it might still be my like number one played song in Spotify.
And you haven't followed up on that.
No, I have not made another My Hero song since. And it was a Hero Killer Stain song as well. It wasn't even like
Stained Hands.
Yeah, Stained Hands.
You're too busy making Final Space raps.
Yeah, which do well, to be fair. And the new season of Final Space just dropped, so I mean, I'll do more of those. Mild flex, but when the creator of a show follows you on Twitter, you feel an obligation to make songs about their show if making
that's a flex, and yeah, I agree. You gotta keep making music.
Shout out Olin Rogers, who definitely listens to this podcast.
I swear there gotta be comments on it now.
Nara says, First Week Clasp is the shit. Thank you. First Week Clasp was, I think, like one of the first songs I did where I was like, this is genuinely catchy. I would listen to this. My opinion on that hasn't really changed. It's just kind of been like, how did I mix that with the plugins I had at that time? I don't remember what I did. I used to just throw a lot of Isotope Vocal Doubler on everything. That was my like go-to plugin. And now
that was the plan.
And now it's Ableton's Autopan. I it's like Dave's hot sauce. I put that shit on everything. any Dave's hot sauce fans out there will really appreciate that one.
I'd be so happy though. She's like, yes, relatable.
Just the one person just sitting in their beanbag has been like chugging a bottle of Dave's this whole time. Just like, finally, I feel seen.
I've been accepted in this one podcast.
Two clicks and it's done. Two clicks and it's, what is it? Do you get those ads? I think that plug is just called Drip or something like that. And it's like two clicks and it's done.
I have no idea.
It's like I think it's an effects plugin. But I for a while I was getting it on like every other video that I watched. It was incredible. You know, I was just thinking, the you know, DPS is always saying like the key to mixing is like make sure it sounds good in mono, you know, and then work from there. So I feel like the mix at least can be I think my proudest moment as far as mixing in like the past, honestly maybe ever, was the other day when I exported a song and like I had done this before, but then I like listened to it and I noticed, you know, but I exported a song, listened to it. I was like, this is pretty good. It feels like it's missing like something. I'm just going to just go and check. And I looked in the project and I had exported it in mono. And I was like, and it still sounded that good. Yeah, I was stoked about that. Because normally when I export something as mono, it's like, you know, it just sounds like muddy, stifled. Like, because I cover up so much of my bad mixing by just panning. Because, like, you know, I don't, like, open up, like, the frequency space properly. So instead I just send it to different ears to avoid stuff like clashing, which is a bad practice and you shouldn't do it.
They'll never notice.
But then somebody listens on a phone and they're like, this is garbage. This is trash garbage. This? Garbage.
So why DPS always puts at the start, gotta listen with the best earphones so that no one notices.
Right, yeah, secretly.
DPS is actually shit at mixing.
DPS, I'm calling him out. Shadow, who else is always puts those disclaimers at the beginning?
Anyone who puts that disclaimer at the start, they're awful at mixing.
Levi mode, horribly mixed song. For legal reasons and for Shadow not killing me in my sleep reasons, that's a joke.
Hey, you don't live in the UK like I do. He'll come for me first.
That's true. Hold him up as long as you can. Word to the wise, don't try to barricade your house with a ninja warrior obstacle course. He will get through.
I was about to say, he's a literal ninja. What do you want me to do?
Here's a segment that I want to do, and it's called it's called Trivia That I Cared About Enough to Google But No One Else Would. Okay, and
I like the little jingle.
Thank you. And the topic for today's trivia that I cared about enough to Google but no one else would is Skander Keynes. Does anybody remember who Skander Keynes is?
I have. What?
Skander Keynes is the actor who, as a child, played Edmund in the Chronicles of Narnia movies. So he was in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, he was in Prince Caspian, and he was in The Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Right.
Walden Media, right? Now, I, like a month ago, I was like, has Skander Keynes done anything since then? Like, did he stay an actor? Did he, like, is he, is it sort of, you know, like a Daniel Radcliffe thing where he was like, he was in stuff after it, but kind of just like niche stuff, you know, that like, I don't really know about. Yeah, that kind of thing. Cause like, you get that sometimes, like child actors, you know, they either get the bag and just stop acting, or they get the bag and they keep acting, but just like in stuff you wouldn't have heard of.
No one cares anymore.
Yeah, or they like buy an ice cream van and give out free ice cream. Rupert grinned. So I was like, what did he do? Because I remember I had looked up like Georgie Henley and like Anna Popwell, and maybe I don't remember if I looked up William Moseley, but those are the other, you know, Pevensey children in the movie. And I was like, yeah, did they? They ever do anything? Anyway, do you want to guess what Skander Keynes is doing these days?
Oh my god, I have no idea. Are they on Strictly Come Dancing?
Is that like Dancing with the Stars? I don't know what that is.
I don't know what's Dancing with the Stars.
What's Strictly Come Dancing? Is that a show where famous people dance? Like, and
how did you get?
Is it? Because that's what Dancing with the Stars is.
Oh, then yeah, same thing.
Okay. okay, so do you think he is, like, still acting? Well, first, do you think he's still acting or not?
Yeah, still acting.
Still acting, okay.
Yeah.
And then second, how old do you think he is now? Now, this could be simple math, but just what does your heart tell you?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm horrific at mental math, so that doesn't help me in the slightest.
Well, good.
Simple math.
Just listen to your heart, then.
Oh, God. Late 40s, early 50s? I don't know.
Okay, have you seen The Chronicles of Narnia?
I have seen The Chronicles of Narnia. Do I remember anything about it? No, because it was years ago.
Do you remember who Edmund is?
I know who Yeah, I remember who Edmund is.
So you know that he's, like, in the movie, he's, like, 12.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know that those movies came out in this century?
Honestly, no. I have very little memory of my childhood.
Fair enough, fair enough. They came out in your lifetime, let me put it that way.
Okay.
Now, unless you're thinking of the, like BBC Chronicles of Narnia, because those came out some time ago. And those are not what I'm talking about. So he's not in his 50s. That would be, I'm just imagining him being like, because that would mean he was like 30 or 40 when they like filmed them, which would be pretty funny.
He's had to play a 12-year-old.
Yeah. He's getting that Michael Cera bag. No, he is currently 27.
Right.
So I think like for reference, right? I'm currently 23, and when those movies came out, I think I was like the age of like Lucy, the youngest Pevensey, who was played by Georgie Henley. So I think that Georgie Henley and I are like the same age. But it's funny because I felt like I should be the same age as Skander, because he has the same. So the Pevenseys are actually, they have the same like number of siblings and like order as my family does. So it's like,
yeah,
there's like oldest son and then like daughter, son, daughter. So I occupy the place of Edmund in my family. So I always just like kind of felt like I was his same age. So it's weird like that he's older than me. It feels weird. Anyway, I'll just say what he does. It is not at all what I would have guessed whatsoever. First of all, his mom's name is Zelpha, so that's something.
Zelpha.
His mom has the coolest, like, I thought Skander Keynes was a cool name. It sounds like, I don't know, Scandinavian. I don't know if that's true, but Skander sounds, I don't know.
It's got a K in it, so yeah. It must be Skander.
So two things. He has, I'll make this a guessing game as well. He has a very famous great 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 grandfather. Would you care to guess who that might be? Great 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 grandfather. So this is somebody from like the 1800s.
Great great great. Oh my god. Very famous. I don't know. Is it some political figure?
I'll give you a hint. This person was in an epic rap battle of history.
You have no idea how little that narrows it down. There's so many people in epic rap battles of history. No, I've got zero clue.
Okay. Charles Darwin. Yeah.
Really?
Charles Darwin. Charles Darwin is the great-great-great-grandfather of Skander Keynes, who played Edmund in Chronicles of Narnia. So here's what he does now.
That's such a flex.
It says he retired from acting to attend Cambridge. Respectable.
Okay.
Is now political advisor to Conservative MP Crispin Blunt, who is also Emily Blunt's uncle. Oh, he's actually 29, by the way. I got that wrong. He's not 27, he's 29.
He's an advisor now?
He is a political advisor to the Conservative MP. What is an MP?
An MP?
MP. Yeah, I only know that as military police, and I don't think that that's what that is.
Military police.
Mime Prinister.
No, MP is members of parliament.
Oh, okay. So
he's an advisor for members of parliament. That's such a career switch.
Right? It's so... I mean, good luck to him, I guess. I don't know. I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could spend time in Narnia and then get a real-world job as, like, as deadly normal as being, like, a political advisor. You know? Being an ambassador, maybe? Being, like, a circus performer? It's just something with a little zest.
Something with a little spice to it. Well, I mean, when you go into Narnia, like, time pauses in the real world, you can get so much political and, like, leadership experience in Narnia. Come back to the real world and just take over.
To be fair, yeah. I mean, he was a king for 20 years. So it's kind of a downgrade if you think about it. Like,
yeah.
He was, like, in charge of a country. He was co-running a country, right, with his siblings. And now he's just a political advisor. Like, he has the experience to be a king. Y'all don't really have kings going on right now, do you?
I mean, we've got Queen Liz.
So there's a vacancy for a king.
No, she's in charge.
And she's...
She will never die.
And she's like 300 years old?
450.
450 years old. Right, right, right. She's just been the queen. Even when King George was king, she was still in charge. They left that out of Hamilton, but I remember. So that's today's segment of trivia that I cared about enough to Google, but no one else would.
This is what I'm gonna research today. What's this random actor up to these days?
Yeah, it's just I have so many of these like things that I look up and I'm just like, huh, that's interesting. I'm the only person that would ever care about that. So I thought,
it's like, I wonder what the actor of George Weasley is up to these days.
That's a good question.
No, I don't.
George, he's one of the twins, right?
Yes.
So I would be interested to know, like, if they are still both actors, if they went into like different career paths. Maybe that'll be in the next episode.
I'm glad I could inspire something.
No, this is definitely going to be a recurring segment because I have way too many of these. All I have to do is go through my Google search history, which is the only reason my search history is damning is because it's questions like this. Like, whoever my like FBI guy is just like, oh my god, nobody cares. Stop looking this stuff up.
The FBI agent's just like, please, I'm so bored of your search history. Dave in the other room's looking at someone else watching fish fight each other. Do something.
Please, please. Who cares about how many vertebrae Chilesaurus had? We don't know. This is an incomplete skeleton. So here's another...
I like that you had that knowledge on hand.
Here's something else that I thought I'd touch on.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been trying to like find my space on like, you know, multiple platforms recently. So like in the description of like every, or not description, but in the pinned comment of every single one of my videos, I always like put my Twitter in hopes that people will like follow me on Twitter so that I don't have an audience on just one platform, right?
Okay.
Because I've seen like before where folks will like, you know, they'll develop like a huge following somewhere, and then like something happens to that platform, like either the platform goes away or like you know, like maybe their like channel gets suspended or whatever, and then they're just like have no way to like no, they just vanished.
Yeah,
because nobody knows where to find them. Which the problem goes away once you reach like I think a certain level of celebrity, you know. But I feel like most like online content creators don't really get there.
Certain level of celebrity.
Yeah, you would have to be like, I don't know, like maybe if you're like Corpse or somebody, right? Right? Like if Corpse like
If you're a Markiplier level.
Yeah, if Corpse like disappeared off social media, people would like figure out, like if Corpse like deleted everything and then just opened up like a, I don't know, what's like an obscure social media that nobody uses? One of those.
Wattpad.
Wattpad's not that obscure, but I mean, it would work because...
How many people do you know that have a Wattpad account?
I do.
Apart from yourself.
Jixplosion?
Of course he does.
you asked the wrong person because I know quite a few people.
Oh my god. Well, no one else does, okay? You're the people everyone else knows.
If you don't know anybody, you're the one.
Follow Freest on Wattpad.
Actually, no, it's my account is not called Freest. You could find me on Wattpad. It's not hard to find me on Wattpad. I got a Wattpad a few years ago because I wanted to put up a book of poems. I wrote a book of poems. I wrote a book of 100 poems, and I was like, nobody cares. I better put this online somewhere.
No one cares. Wattpad.
yeah. Wattpad. No one cares. Wattpad. Now you don't have to submit this anywhere. Wattpad. Now, instead of your book getting thrown in the trash, it can just have a comment section that's trash. What
before we move back on, how old is that? What how old are those poems? Because you could go back to them and turn some of them into raps if you wanted.
I don't see. That's a good question. They're not. Unfortunately, none of them is about an anime character. I could probably tweak some of them to be about anime characters.
Yeah.
A lot of them are like free verse as well. Some of them are limericks. I've been wanting to write a book of limericks like my whole life. I don't know why I've never done it. I genuinely don't know how much people know this. This is actually something I should plug. But What It Do Dave has been doing some like ASMR adjacent like poetry readings on his channel. Poems that are like the first one was just like a general poem. The second one is like from like Madara's perspective. So it's just like a poem like speaking from Madara's perspective.
It was brilliant.
And so it's like nerdcore poetry, kind of like otakore poetry, you could say.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm the writer for that series, which I don't think a lot of people know.
That's cool.
So yeah, like one of my my current jobs is to write anime poetry. But I wish more people would check that out.
People need to sub more to Dave.
Yeah. Because you know, I know, like, you know, I feel like most people are tend to watch it for like reactions and stuff, but this is a very cool series and I would love to see it do well.
Yeah.
My point is, like, otakore poetry is not a non-existent genre. So like, if I ever bust out a book of anime lyrics or anime limericks, just don't be surprised. I feel like did Outcast Ray do a video that was like, she's done like anime poems, I think. I don't know if she's done like anime limericks. That might be I sense a collab.
That would be so
literally
great.
Had Ray on last week. I should have talked about that. But yeah. I kind of forgot that I wrote a poetry book until you brought up Wattpad.
I feel like we've gone on so many tangents that you've had like a list of questions.
Let me just see if we can circle back around to what we were talking. Oh yeah, I was just saying like, yeah, if Corpse disappeared everywhere except for, say, Wattpad, like, people would find his Wattpad and he would have a fan base there, you know?
Yeah.
If for some reason that happened, right? But if, like, if Schwabity did that, like, probably that would just be, like, a straight-up vanish. Like, maybe a few people would track him down, you know?
Yeah.
I try and, like, develop, like, a, you know, I remember what this was originally about, because I was saying like that I feel like it's important to like develop like a following across multiple platforms. What I was gonna say is that I feel like you're doing the most on TikTok right now. Like
I'm making a lot of TikToks.
You're making a lot of TikToks, and you seem to really have like a format down. Like with like talking about like anime opinions, you do a lot of duets or stitches
yeah
with like people who
you're bigger than me, so I get clout off them.
who like pose, you know, anime questions. You do a lot of like who would win in a fight, I think. Anyway, I think it's cool that you're able to like consistently like know what to put on TikTok, because I make a TikTok like once a week and then I'm exhausted.
Make one a week and the other one that week is promoting a song.
Yeah. Yeah. I've promoted like one, maybe two of my songs on TikTok, and I should really do it more.
Yeah. So should I, but no one watches them.
I'm really hoping that anybody will do a cosplay TikTok with Okawaii Koto, because that song is just like, it is. I cannot emphasize how perfect it is for like for TikTok. It's got that like the clip that I put up. It's got that like that lead up like instrumental, right, where you can do like the setup of the video, and then it drops with the Okawaii Koto, and then that's where you could do like the costume switch or like the scene switch. You could do like or like the that's like the mood switch up. That's like it's the formula, you know. When I was writing it, I didn't think of it as a TikTok song. But then once I wrote in that, like, you know, little like chill keyboard part and heard the whole thing together, I was like, this is kind of a TikTok song.
This will go viral on TikTok. Hell yeah. Well, like, have you seen like people use like your music in like their own videos?
A couple times, but it's like the problem is that my distributor only puts up 15 seconds of my songs on TikTok. So if I want more than that, I have to like make my own sound of it.
Who's your distributor to do that?
I use SoundDrop, which has a lot of advantages, but that's I think like the major disadvantage that I've noticed. And you can't pick which 15 seconds either. It's just the first 15 seconds, no matter what.
Oh.
I'm almost considering like with each release that I do, like, I don't know, also like uploading like a 15 second clip and having it be part of the release album, but that would just be hazardous for anybody trying to just like listen to the song on Spotify. So
yeah,
I also shouldn't do that unless I put up like an album that's just like snippets to use on like TikTok and whatnot. Y'all just hear that dog in the background, by the way?
I did.
It's crazy. But there's not.
That's not your dog.
there's not usually a dog in the house, but we are currently like looking after a dog.
And, all right.
Yeah. So it startles me every time because I'm just like, who is that?
We're being invaded by a dog.
Oh, Cola in the chat has requested that I write a limerick on stream right now.
Oh no.
Okay. All right. I haven't done so little do you know, Cola, that I have a little bit of a background in improv, and one of my stage acts, like whether I'm like doing a music set or like just like an improv comedy set, is I'll do like spot limericks for people.
did he give you a question on the spot and you're about to flip it into the biggest W?
So all I need is a topic for a limerick, and I'll bust out a limerick right now.
Connor Quest.
All right. So
get ready, Twitter. This is the clip.
All right. So you always start out with the name, like the first line has the topic in it, right?
Okay.
There's two ways to do a limerick. You can either use the first line like twice, or you can do like original rhymes like the whole way through. So I like to do like original rhymes the whole way through. So the way that a limerick is set up is it's two lines that rhyme, and then two lines that with a different rhyme, and then the fifth line rhymes with the first two lines.
So
it's like, there once was a fellow named Connor Quest, who looked awful nice in a bomber vest. He had enough style to bring you a smile. They all said that it was an awful flex. So that's like a, you know, that's a spot limerick. You could tweak that.
You just flip that. Flip that straight into a W.
RJ Master has also redeemed Do a Rar, which I guess I'm just doing these in episodes now, so go RJ Master. Rar. Yeah. Y'all had to hear that. I wish that instead of the Packed Lunch Battle League, like, because I've got this battle coming up against Jason this week that's like, you know, the battle. You know, it's like the final battle.
Yeah.
Like, if we just had to do, like, improv limericks instead of our regular bars, I'd be fine with that. Kind of want to go up, like, in a freestyle battle against Peso Pete and just do limericks.
You just message him, just like, right, I know we've got this battle coming up. Do you just want to do limericks?
Packed Limerick Battle League. So what I was going to say with like the like who would win stuff, which I just kind of briefly mentioned, is like, it's kind of funny to me, like the like who would win questions in anime, And I know that there's kind of like a meme of just like, oh, so it's like so-and-so couldn't be Goku, etc.
Yeah, of course.
But like, see, like I'm a writer. I've been a writer like for a long time. I like studied writing. I have like a massive portfolio of writing. Like, so when I like watch a show or like anything like that, I kind of see it from a writer's perspective. Which is why like I've resonated so hard with this thing I heard Stan Lee say one time, where he was like, I get all these questions of like, who would win?
Talk about who would win?
Who would? Yeah. He's like, I get all these questions of like, yeah, like who would win? It's like whoever the writer wants to win. Like who? Like,
yeah, of course.
That's who's gonna win. But like I don't know. I think it like it is. I don't know. Why do you think that like? Why do you think that people like that these sort of like arguments are like still so persistent, even though like I think like truly everybody knows the answer is like whoever the writer wants to win, but like,
yeah,
you know, it's not like people don't know that, but like, do you think it's just because people get like so invested in the characters and the story that it's very much like suspension of disbelief that just continues to like apply even when they have like that technical, you know, it's like, yeah, I technically have the answer, but like it's more than that. Like the story is more than just like words on a page. You know, it like takes on a life of its own. That's kind of how I see it.
I see it as a very different way where, okay, because it's usually comparing two anime characters who aren't in the same universe at all. So mm-hmm. like the writer can't decide who to win because it's not their characters.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. I always see it used in a toxic sense of, oh, I like this anime and I like this character. And then someone comes along and is like, yeah, but he can't beat Goku. It's like, well, that's not the point. So there's always this was like, well, can he beat this character? It's like, well, that doesn't matter. That's not the point that I've made at all. I just like this character. Yeah, so they can't beat Goku.
Yui from K-On! Cannot beat Goku. Don't even watch K-On!
Like, Nishinoya cannot beat Goku. Meliodas solos the whole verse. We don't care. So I always see it, probably because I'm on TikTok a lot, and that's what I see in the comments all the time. But it's just always those comments. It's like, Naruto can solo the verse. It's okay.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because it's like, unless he's written into that universe, he can't. He can't because he never gets there. It's like saying
what's up?
It's like saying Goku could beat up your dad. It's like, well, no, but neither could my dad beat up Goku. Unless he wrote a story in which he beat up Goku. In which case, yeah, your dad could beat up Goku. Because Goku has no way of contacting your dad, but your dad can just draw Goku into existence. So there you have it. Any real life person could defeat any fictional person in a fight. But not vice versa.
I'd bench press Goku's universe. No difficulty. Low difficulty.
Yeah. But that said, I thought, you know, because I feel like, you know, you have kind of a lock on this format, I'd throw out a few hypothetical who would win Nerdcore edition.
Nerdcore edition?
So I'm just going to throw out just a couple real life nerdcore artists, and you just tell me who would win.
KSI versus Logan. Now we've got Schwabity versus, I don't know, Diggs.
Okay, now this is, bear in mind, this is who would win, not in like a boxing match, not in like like an approved like MMA fight or something, right? This is
a street brawl.
Straight up like power levels, anything goes. Okay.
Okay.
Think of this as like, you know, L versus Light, you know, like anything, you know?
Okay, I haven't seen that fight, but sure.
Well,
I know what you're about.
Okay. okay, let's see. I think the first, I kind of want to work up to it. So, okay. So let's try Breton Boy versus Rustage. Who's winning that?
Bruisin' Boy versus Rustage. Okay, so I've met Rustage in real life, so I know his height and his build.
Yeah.
But I also know Bruisin' Boy's smaller than him.
Yeah.
So Rustage has got the reach.
Okay.
And I feel like Rustage has that one. I know Rustage said in one of his streams, Bruisin's built like paper mache, which I cannot confirm nor deny. I haven't met the dude. But I met Rustage. He's got the height on him. He's probably got the reach on him. And okay. You know, Bruce is 5 foot, so.
All right, interesting. I feel like it's possible Rustage might take it. I feel like Rustage has the ability, but does he have the chutzpah? Right. So this is kind of where it is for me. It's not so much can Rustage beat Breton. It's will he. Would he?
Does he have like the moral code in him not to hit this small child?
Yeah. And does Rustage have a glass jaw? I've often wondered. You know?
Don't know. Next time I meet him, I'll punch him to find out.
Okay. Let's see. Kola Kong makes an important point. According to his lyrics, Breton owns guns. According to reality, Breton does not.
According to Rustage, so does he. But.
That's true. Okay. Let's see. Let's go. Sailor Your Love.
Okay.
Versus Breton Boy.
Sailor Your Love versus Breton. I feel like Sailor's also taller than Breton. I know Breton. How tall is Breton?
Breton is 4 foot 8 inches tall.
I don't know. I feel like Sailor has a more aggressive nature than mm-hmm. Breton, which would give her an advantage. And I do also think she's taller than Breton by a bit. So I think I would also give that. Are all of these just against Breton? Do you just want to see the guy get beat up?
I just couldn't think of anybody else for a second. I was like, "Shoot, Breton Boy again."
So many people in Nurcore just like put everyone against Breton back to back.
It's like that scene from Airplane, a movie that nobody in this chat has seen, where they're like, there's like this, it's the scene is like this woman is like hysterical on a plane, which is a very very touchy way to phrase that. It's the only I think in the context that it's accurate, because the movie is satire, and everybody just like lines up to do like the stereotypical like I think they like grab her by her shoulders like pull yourself together, and then the next person is just like even more violent, and it just like goes down the line, and then just like you see this like old like reverend queuing up with boxing gloves to just like make fun of the classic scene where somebody's just like being shaken and like told to pull themselves together. It's like that, but Breton Boy.
But Breton. Nah. Breton loses to Rustage and Sailor.
Okay. Alright. Okay. Shoutout. Okay. This is tough. Let's say Shoutout versus DPS.
Oh, I knew that one was coming.
Yeah. I couldn't think who else it could possibly be, you know?
Okay, so Shaldo, we know he's working out all the time. He's got like those flipping leg weights and arm weights on him, and he is classified as a ninja.
Yeah.
So Cola's asking to post a matchup in chat. Sure, we'll do Cola's after this.
Okay.
So we know this guy's a ninja.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, DPS is built. He's definitely got still that body weight. That bodybuilder mass underneath everything. And I don't, how tall is DPS? Isn't he like six foot seven?
No, I know Divide is 6'7".
I know Divide is, but I feel like DPS is like
6'4". That sounds right to me. Let me just tweet at him real quick.
just in his DMs, how tall are you?
No, this is a public tweet. Hey,
I don't think
Daddy Fat Snaps. How
I don't. I don't think
you?
Shaldo is taller
question
than him.
Mark, it's for a podcast. Thank you.
Respond
for
ASAP.
Your response. Sincerely, Freest. There we go. Let's see if he replies before the end of the podcast.
We also don't know how tall Xiao Dou is.
It doesn't matter how tall Xiao Dou is.
I feel like this could go away, but I personally am going to give it to Xiao Dou for the athletic physique he has and combat experience of being a ninja.
To me, the issue is not so much like who has better combat skills. It's not like could Xiao Dou land a hit on DPS. It's like, would it matter? Like, how hard do you have to hit DPS before he feels it? Before he even registers it?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know how many people know, I do have done martial arts for years of my life. I'm thinking in that context, like, okay, he's got the fighting experience, he can swing and duck.
Yeah.
If DPS lands one good hook on Shadow's jaw, I feel like Xiao Dou is out.
It feels very much to me like a One Punch Man situation. Like
One Punch Man.
Like DPS, you know, maybe DPS he's not big. Maybe he's not a ninja. But like, you know, he's been doing those push-ups, he's been doing those sit-ups, he's been doing that running around after his, you know, toddler. And he's on the protein, you know? He's just big. You know?
No, you know what? Yeah, no, I changed my mind. Yeah, DPS probably has it.
DPS is sort of the bouncer of nerdcore, I think. Like I've long felt that
at nerdcore party club. Con, if you want to get in the club, DPS is outside.
Yeah, I've always felt like DPS is sort of one of those like New Zealand bouncers, you know, which are essentially like Taika Waititi was talking about this. Like he based the character Korg on. From Thor Ragnarok, on these like big like Maori bouncers that are in New Zealand, where they're just like the nicest people you'll ever meet in your life, but they could just flatten you as well.
Yeah,
that's kind of how DPS is. Let's see if he responded to my tweet.
You know, I see that.
Oh, he hasn't responded yet. If he doesn't respond, it will be in the pinned comment when this episode goes up. Breton Boy versus Breton Boy. Shadow Clone. No, not Shadow Clone, but like Shadowverse Breton Boy.
Shadowverse Breton Boy versus Breton Boy.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be a stalemate, not because they'll tire each other out and like wear each other down, but they're both going to land one good punch on each other and knock each other out.
Hmm. I feel like they also might just both not show up.
I love that.
Okay, let's see. Last one.
I want Cola to post his one in the chat as well.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, Cola,
if he's still here.
Cola, if you're still here, post your matchup. And then I was also gonna say, so this will be either last or second to last, depending on whether Cola. Oh
yeah.
Okay, Cola has one. All right, Freest versus are these? Oh, I see. It's one. Pick one of these. So the ones we have to choose from are Freest versus Zack Boucher. Afro Legacy versus Politicus, Cola Kong versus Zayna Kitty, Freest versus Fneast. Take your pick. I'll let you pick.
Okay. I'm going to answer all of them just because I can.
Okay.
Zack Boucher is too nice, and so are you, but I also feel like you'd break him.
I have no evidence for this one. If you heard Zack battle, I feel like that might like inform your opinion. You know, we haven't heard Zack battle. So
no,
I think people
I haven't.
Have heard my sort of, you know, my sort of battle side. That's I think where you get, you know, a little bit of the sense that there's danger.
Me versus Politicus. Politicus hasn't been doing mixed martial arts for 12 years of his life, so I'm breaking him. Koda Kong versus Zayna. Cola, you're getting your ass beat by Zayna. Easy. And Freest versus Fneast, or however you pronounce it.
Fneast.
Fneast.
It's a two, which is knee.
Fenice. Fenice has this one, for sure. Much more personality, much better content. Okay. Criminally underrated.
Fenice, I feel like, posts more. You know, he's got a better work ethic. Yeah, I think Fenice is wiping the floor with Freest. No contest. Oh, okay. DPS replied. He says, "I am 6'4". So I was right.
Oh, you. That's weird.
Thank you. Wait, I gotta reply. Thank you. Turns out I was right. Bless. And then gotta put some prayer hands. Cool.
You must be really confused. It's like, why is this for a podcast?
I love that's all I had to say. This is for a podcast. didn't say I was currently recording the podcast. Didn't say
live. Nothing. Didn't say that he was fighting Shadow.
Hey, this is for a podcast. Didn't even say what podcast. It could have been for Radiolab or This American Life or some other NPR podcast that nobody in this chat listens to. Mentally, I am 16 years old.
Chat?
I would be surprised. I would be surprised if anybody in this chat listens to NPR, because again, nobody is 60 years old. DPS versus a T-Rex.
DPS would win. DPS, a T-Rex physically can't keep up with him because his legs would break.
DPS is not extinct. So to me, that gives DPS. I'm going to edge this one to DPS.
DPS isn't an extinct checkmate dinosaurs.
Can DPS disassemble by hand the skeleton of Sue the T-Rex? Probably. They don't glue those bones together permanently, you know, because not in the not the original skeleton. And it's going to be supported by some metal bars, but it's made for disassembly. You know, I think that's the difference. DPS is not made for disassembly. Also, in order to fight a T-Rex, I mean, how much of a T-Rex are you going to fight? Like again, Sue the T-Rex, fairly complete skeleton. We do not have a complete T-Rex skeleton that I know of. So that's going to be, it's going to be tough. And you're already
this
missing bones.
This podcast has taken so many different twists and turns. Yeah.
I just feel like when you're already missing bones, it's going to be hard to keep up. but that's probably I think where we should cap this episode. We've got pretty good runtime on this.
With DPS fighting the T-Rex.
DPS fighting the T-Rex. DPS 6'4". We got that answer. No, I feel good about this. But before we head out, you want to drop some links? Tell people where they can find you around.
Links, Afrolexi on everything except Instagram and Twitter, where there's an underscore afterwards because inactive accounts have that name and I obviously can't get them from Twitter, and it's actually really infuriating still, but yeah. Everywhere else is Afrolexi.
Sometimes I'm like, if I because it's the account on Twitch that has Freest is inactive, and I've messaged it and they didn't reply at all, which is what made me think that it might have been like me from the past somehow. Although I don't have it. It doesn't seem to be tied to any of my emails.
It's an email you made up.
I'm like, there has to be some way. If I ever get like just Freest without the 6 E's, I'll take it. Otherwise, it's staying with the 6 E's. And I'm not going
to the amount of times I've went to report the Afrolexi Twitter account that has one follower and hasn't been active ever. They've never posted a tweet. I've just really wanted to report it and be like, yeah, they're impersonating me. Ignore the fact the account was made in 2012. Well, just to get it banned so I can get it.
It's tempting. Then you just know that that's going to be the one day that they're like, finally, I woke up from my coma. I can't wait to see how my Twitter account is doing.
Ban, no, they're in the comments since 2012.
That one follower is the one person that was my one friend in the world, and I don't have any of their other social media accounts. I don't know where to find them. so that's the fear. Great. Well, anyone can find me on my handles are different almost every single place. Also, Nara, thank you so much for those bits at the end of the episode. Welcome back.
Hey.
You can find me on Twitter at MeFreest. That's where I'm most active. Instagram at FreestRaps, where I'm kind of active.
TikTok. Join his Discord.
Yeah, join my Discord. Link in the description. I don't know if Robosaur, it's end of the month, so I don't know if Robosaur is working on Twitch right now. Let's see if that. Oh yeah, it works. So anybody in the Twitch chat, that's my Discord. Make sure to join it. Let's see. TikTok is just freest. Twitch.tv.
You won't see any content there, but.
No, you will. You'll see some. I've been doing these duets whenever Olaf, based Olaf, does like
Fred.
Does one of those ones where it's just like everybody saying the same word. I'm on those. I did the bread one.
I need to do one to yours.
I did the Weezer one. Yes, please do. I'm not too far from 100 followers on TikTok. So follow me there and I'll post more. I don't know what people want to see. One thing I'd love to post is just like me playing random stuff on the piano, because that's something I just do all the time anyway. I feel like a lot of people don't really know that I play the piano, and I do, and I'd love to like post more of that.
Share it.
So yeah, follow me on TikTok. It's just literally just freest, so easy to find. And use my O Kawaii Koto sound from that one that I did. I think if you just look up like O Kawaii Koto freest, it'll. I named the sound like Freest O Kawaii Koto, so it's there. And Nara, once again, thank you for even more bits. Goodness, thank you so much. Twitch.tv/Freest. Did I say that with six E's in the middle? FreeEeCed.
I love that.
Yeah. A little known fact, little trivia here. The reason why it has six E's in the middle is because I. One of my like favorite podcasts. I mean, I haven't listened to it in a while, but I still enjoy like what I listen to of it. It's just kind of like I got behind and I haven't, you know, gotten back to like catch up. Is Hello from the Magic Tavern, which is like this improv comedy podcast that takes place in a fantasy world. And one of the characters, his name is Chunt, the shapeshifter / talking badger.
Chunt.
Yeah, that's how that's kind of, you can get a sense of the show just from the fact that one of the characters is named Chunt.
I need to watch this now.
And his Twitter handle, he always just says I'm at Chunt on Twitter, and then he specifies that it's with six T's. So whenever I realized that I couldn't get just like freest on Twitch, I was just like, well, I'll just do six E's, like Chunt the Badger. That's why it's specifically six E's.
Brilliant.
Yeah, in the middle, because then there's another E after the C. I feel like I have to specify that. But yeah, anyway, that's where you can find me. Afro, before we go, why don't you give everybody just a random phrase that they can rhyme with, like in the chat or in the comments.
A random phrase they can rhyme with?
Yeah.
Okay, whoever managed to make it to this far in the podcast for the YouTube video, in the comments, I want you to rhyme supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, which apparently I can't even say.
Great. I have one on hand for this.
Of course you do.
I didn't come up with it, but it's, you know,
why am I not surprised?
Because they say that Gandhi was a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh my god.
Normally I try and come up with one on the spot for this, but that's a long one. I already did a limerick. This episode is kind of going over. So you know what? Whoever has a better one than that, do put it in the comments. That's it for this episode. I've been Freest. That's been Afro Legacy. Take care.
Later.